This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Chayu Sarah, the parasha, the life of Sarah. Sarah's life ends, and she's nitin l'kvura. You know, Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu were amudei chesed. They were pillars of chesed. They created a yetzira, a new creation, a home of chesed. Klal Yisrael, Yidden, have chesed. It's in our genes. It's been mesayra from our avos, the imoyis. They gave us this midah of chesed. Yet we could still always work on becoming bigger and stronger in the midas hachesed, to be able to do more chesed, to go beyond our capabilities of chesed. How does one work on becoming an ish chesed, a person of chesed, a giver? To be a giver, to be a baal chesed. What is the avodah? What could one work on to bring him to be a bigger baal chesed? You know, in the parasha we find something unique about Sarah. Vayu chayi Sarah mea shana, v'eschim shana, v'sheva shanim, shnei chayi Sarah. Rashi, quoting the Medrash, already asks, what's shnei chayi Sarah? It says, vayu chayi Sarah, these were the years of Sarah, 120 and 7, shnei chayi Sarah is repetitious. Shtei Tshein, it already says, Vayiyu Chayi Sarah, this is the years of Sarah. Why does it have to repeat? Shnei Chayi Sarah. Satrashi Kulon Shavin L'Teiva. That after we enumerate the years of Sarah, we're trying to bring out the completion. Shnei, these are the years Kulon, all of them, were Shavin L'Teiva. They were all good. The Farshim ask, really? They were all good years? Years of nisyonis, years of difficulty, pain, struggle. Could we really say, kul and shavin l'tayva? It's very easy to say about someone else's life when it's difficult, kul and shavin l'tayva. But is that the truth? Kul and shavin, are you allowed to say that about someone who had nisyonis? Yeah, it sounds good, it's good to yarin. There's a pshat, an answer from Reb Zishan Polya, famous Teretz. He said a unique pshat in Rashi. Kulin Shavin L'Tayva is not Rashi or the Chazal who are telling us Kulin Shavin L'Tayva, that she had good years. But rather Kulin Shavin L'Tayva in her eyes, to Sarah, they were Kulin Shavin L'Tayva. They were all good years. So you went out good to Yaren. The life was good. I think what he's trying to say, pshat, that this was one of the milas of Sarah. Just like Chayisara, Meyashan, Esrimshan, Shevashanim, Rashi is telling us that these are all milas. The attributes of Sarah, 100 like 20 for Chet, 20 like 7, Yaifi. And of course, Yaifi means Ruchnius, a spiritual Yaifi. So also one of her mindless is that to her, the way she lived life, her attitude to her life was Kulin Shavin L'Tayva. See, all's good, even though she went through the greatest of difficulties in his yoinus. Rabbi Yaina enumerates one of the 10 nisyanis. The Mishnah tells us, everyone knows, Asara nisyanis nisnas Avram Avinu. What exactly are the 10? So the Rishonim argue which events in the life of Avram should be included in the 10 nisyanis. Rabbi Yaina enumerates the 10th one to be Batama Sarah Bekiras Arba. and that Avraham Avinu had to come and obtain a makom kfura for Sarah for a tremendous large amount of money. This was one of the Aser Nisyonos, interestingly, after the Akedah. After the Akedah, which was a tremendous test of Avraham Avinu, this is also a test. And even after the test of Atu Yadati Kirei Elokim Ata, that Hashem says, now I know that you're real, Yari Shemayim, he gets tested again with the test of having to buy a Makom Kfura, a burial plot for a Sarah, and it costed him a great amount of money, and he had to be mezak the Yiddish handlin, he had to beg for the place, and this was one of the Asara Nisyanis. Is that such a big Nisayan? I mean, Avraham passed a lot of big Nisyanis. How and why is this that Avraham buys the lot pleadingly from Ephraim, one of the Aser Nisyonis? Mefarshim explained, Pshat Rabbi Yoina, a lot of times there are big tests in life. Situations that call for tremendous strength, tremendous emuna, akedah. But then there's daily life, and the difficulties of daily life, where life is hard and it's not going easy, and a person has to deal with the struggles, the daily struggles. This is one of the struggles. After Akedah, now his wife passes away, she's nifteres, and then he has to go buy a lot, and he has to beg for it, and he has to pay a lot of money, and as the Mefarshim say, Hashem promised him Eretz Yisrael, it's really his, and he still has to do all this and pay so much. He could have complained. Not complaining about life's difficulties is also a nisayon. Let me repeat that. It's a tremendous pshat. Sometimes there are nisayonis which are obvious nisayonis. There are situations that arise in a person's life which force the person to muster koiches and amuna. But then there's the daily life and the difficulties. Do you complain? Or do you accept Kulan Shavin L'Toiva, Gamzu L'Toiva? That's also a tremendous nisayon, how we live our life. How do we view and how do we take things in life? Do we accept Gamzu L'Toiva and Kulan Shavin L'Toiva, Kol Mada Ovid Rachman L'Tav Ovid? So here we're learning that Sarah excelled in this. Sarah excelled in the Kulin Shavin L'Toiva, that it was Gamzu L'Toiva and Komadovi Rachmona L'Tavovit. And here Avraham Avinu in the Ptira of Sarah also has to bring out this Midah. He has to engage this Midah of Komadovi Rachmona L'Tavovit. And possibly we could say in Drush that this was the tribute to Sarah. The tribute to Sarah's life, who taught Kulan Shavin L'Toiva, was for Avram to exercise the midah of Kulan Shavin L'Toiva, Gamzu L'Toiva, Kol Madovid, Rachmona L'Tavovid in her Ptira, as so to speak, last will and testament. A tribute to Sarah and her life. Let me repeat this because it's a Meridik Yesoid, it's a Meridik Pshat. Chaye Sarah, the name of the parish is the life of Sarah. It talks about her death. And the answer is, what is life? Life is living. It could be difficult life. It could be a life of struggle. But Sigilept, the day, the life, and we take it positive. And we accepted that it's good and kol madovid rachmona l'tavovid, and that's kulon shavin l'toiva. This is the maila, the attribute, the tzitkus of Sarah Imenu. This is what she leaves us with. That she lived her life kol madovid rachmona l'tavovid. Avraham Avinu needs to go through that midah. Avraham has to experience and betray and bring out that midah in her death here when he has to bury her, he goes to the Akedah and his wife dies. Room for complaining, difficulty. He has to bury her, he can't find a lot, he has to beg Ephraim, he has to pay a lot of money, and yet he accepts it. And this is how Rabbeinu Yonah learns, is a test, and even a test after he already passed the test of the Akedah. Svarim explained that actually it was Gamzul Toivin Komat Ovid Rahman al Tavovid that Avram Avinu paid so much money for the Akedah. It was a good thing. At the moment he could have viewed it as a negative, something to complain about. It's not going his way, so to speak. Yet it's same Mefarshim. It was the greatest chesed. It was the greatest hatova. Why? Because now that Avram paid so much money for it, it became a talk of the world. You heard what Avram paid for them. You heard, you saw in all the papers, the local Kanani Times, there was a big talk. Today would be the Washington Journal, what do you call that, the business journal. You heard what he paid for the Empire State Building. He paid crazy amounts of money. Like this, everybody talks about it. Like this, no one could deny it later, that it belongs to Avraham Avinu. At the moment, Avram could have viewed it as, wow, look what I had to go through and to pay. In truth, it was the greatest chesed, because no one could deny now. Avram bought this for Sarah. I always like to say, he paid money. Chazal are focused on the words oiver la-soicher. Oiver means money that's oiver. It passes from one soicher, which means everyone takes it. I was thinking maybe oiver la-soicher could also mean in the talk. It goes from the mouth of one soicher to the other. It was the talk of the business. In the business community, oiver la-soicher. Not that the money. The money means the price that he paid. Efsher, b'derech remez, oiver la-soicher, the price he paid was oiver la-soicher. Everybody schmoozed about it in the business circles. In the whole world, everybody talked, you heard? You sold a crazy amount of money. And that solidified. And clearly to the world, Avram bought this for Sarah. A few weeks ago, I was at the Maris HaMachpelah. And it dawned on me, besides for all the other Hegeshim, to stand where Avram Avinu and Sarah, Yitzchak, Rivka, Yaakov, it was, the outpour of emotion was very strong. But there was a part of me which intellectually I was thinking, I mean, the Arabs claim that their grandmother Hagar was the main wife, Yishmael is the main son. Isn't it bewildering? And mamish atmiat suma that they're not buried there. And even according to their admittance, it's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and even Baba Asav. They have over there for Esav's head, which is what Chazal tell us clearly, which means Yitzchak and his two sons are buried there. I mean, it speaks volumes that the history is Avram, who's buried next to Sarah, not next to Hagar, who's buried next to Yitzchak and not to Yishmael, that the mishpacha, ha'ikar, the main wife and the main son was was Sarah and Yishmael and Yitzchak. It's almost non-deniable. When you come to a family, Beis HaKforis, and two members of the family are not there, and two members which you claim are not the Iker are there, it pretty much speaks volumes. And could be because it became clear that Sarah was there. The Parsha was Avram bought this for Sarah. And that was the greatest toiva that they can't deny later that it wasn't for Sarah. I even spoke to the tour guide and asked him this question. And he said to me, okay, the kash is the teretz. not much that they say makes very much sense. So, but this is one of them. You're right. It's a good ha'ara. I do want to tell you that there's a meiridik goyin, Rabbeinu Agras, Chosiyagin Aleinu, says a meiridik pshat in the psukim, how it's merumas in the psukim, that Avram, together with Adam, together with Yitzchak, together with Yaakov, is buried there, including Esav. He says four times, it says, Ephraim tells Avram, the es, u'kvar meisecha. Kvar meisecha. Four times, he says, yeah, u'kvar, and then you'll go and you'll bury. And the fifth time, he says, ves meisecha kvar. The language is the reverse, not kvar meisecha. Four times it says, kvar meisecha. And the fifth time it says, ves meisecha kvar, says the Goyin, almost Beruch HaKadosh, that the pshat of the pasuk is, tzadikim are not really masons. Before Tchias HaMeisim, they're going to die so they can wake up. So really, kvar means they're buried, and the mesim come much later. So it's kvar, they're buried, and mescha, second later, years later, before Tchias HaMeisim. The fifth one is going on Esav. So Esav was Rishayim B'chayayim, Kruyim Mesim even. And definitely when they die, so it's mescha kvar. He first died, and then he got buried. Meiridik. So almost merumis, in the words of the Torah, the Seder of Kvura of the Maras HaMachpelah. Four families which were Kvar Meisecha, and the fifth which is Ves Meischa Kvar. Meridik. So you see clearly in the Psukim, like in Avua, Maras HaMachpelah is Unzerah. Kamad Ovid Rachmana Letav Ovid is the secret of life and happiness in life. It's the aside of every Yid. A Yid lives with the Amun of Kamad Ovid Rachmana Letav Ovid. And here we're learning that we got this also Birusha from Avraham and Sarah with all their Nisyonis that they lived. They live with Kamad Ovid Rachmana. How do we work on that? It's a tremendous avoida. It takes a lot of work. It doesn't come by itself that a person should have this midah of kol ma'ad ovid rachmona l'tav ovid, to be happy. I believe that the shayrish, you need to work on his stopkus, a midah called his stopkus. What is his stopkus? A person to be content. When a person's content, Nistapkus, that leads the person to be able to live a life and have a view, a gisha, mabat, of koma d'avid rachmana l'tavav. And let's discuss this. Because as I told you before, it's misay de hadas of a yid, and it's also the chachma of life, the trick of life, is to live with koma d'avid rachmana. What is histapkus? Let's discuss, to be content. Chofetz Chaim, Zchus Yagin Aleinu, Zeche Tzadik Livrach, he used to fataych the Mishnah, Ezehu Oshir, Hasaymeach Bechalkai. Happy, rich, a rich person in life is someone who's Sameach, he's happy, Bechalkai. Says Chofetz Chaim, it doesn't say B'mashi Yeshloi. What it says is Bechelkai. He's happy with his lot. It should say B'mashia with what he has. He's happy with what he has. Says the Chafetz Chaim, sometimes a person has little to nothing. So what do you tell? He's happy with nothing? With extreme little or poverty? And the answer is Chelkai. He's happy. This is his lot in life. A person is mistapik. He finds that this is his life and he's content with it. He accepts it, that this is my lot in life. And that leads to Oisher v'simcha, to be a person to be rich and happy, so to speak. This is the Midas HaTzadikim. Tzadikim live this way. They have nothing, yet they're happy, which is different than the whole world that has, and still yet very unhappy. They can have difficulties, Tzadikim, that we look at it and say, wow, what a horrible life, what a difficult life. And they look at it, what are you talking about? It's great, it's beautiful. Let me quote you a Ramban in this week's Parsha about Avraham Avinu. Extremely eye-opening, about the midot hestapkus, which leads to happy in every situation. The Ramban on the Pasuk where Avraham passes away. We began with sorrow when she passed away. Rashi says, Kulon shavin l'taiva. She accepted all her days. See, all's good. I mean, good to tag. They were good days. The Ramban says the same by Avraham Avinu. Pasuk says, Bereishis Chofei Ches, in this week's parasha, Vayigva Vayomas Avraham B'seiva Toiva. Avraham passes away, old age. Zakeh. V'saveya. Extremely satisfied. Satisfied. Says the Ramban, anything he could have asked for, he got. And he was very happy with all the good. Says the Ramban, we find Sava by many who passed away, Svayomim. The wording, the text, the expression of the Psukim always is Sva, together with the word Yomim, days. Satisfied with the days. Says the Ramban, what does that mean? Shesova nafshi biyomim. They're satisfied with the actual day. They don't need anything to happen during that day to make them happy with the day. The day itself is the greatest kinyan. The day itself is the greatest present, life. And they don't need that the life should bring. People in the morning, they wake up, they're right away looking to their phone, something, a business deal, something, and that's going to make the day that they can look forward for that day. Tzadikim, they look forward for the day, not for what's going to happen during that day. Sva, they're satisfied. Some beautiful Ramban. Sva, Yomim. V'hu siper chazdei Hashem b'tzadikim. This is the story of the tzaddik, that Hashem gives them these beautiful days, umida toiva, and it's actually their attribute as well. Shelo yisavu b'maisris, that they don't need anything extra. Different than all other people, says Ramban. Most people, oyev kesef lo yispa kesef. The more they have, the more they want. They're never happy. Eino adam meis v'chatzi tavasa b'yadli. So when they pass away, unsatisfied, because they always want more. Yesh bi'adim mana, then he's mesav v'masayim. The tzaddik is svayomim. He's extremely happy with his days that he had. Not missing anything. He's a mestapik. He's content. The day itself, the moment of life, is the greatest gift, the greatest kinyon that he has. The Ger Rebbe, Sfas Emes, explains, that's the pshat. In the beginning of the parasha we have, but right before Avram sends Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak, the pasuk says, Avram saw Cain, ba, bayamin, coming in the days. So it could be an expression, getting older. Coming in the days is getting older. Says Svasem, his ba means he comes to Shemayim with the days. His days are complete. His days are his kinyan, his accomplishment. How many, you know, there's an expression in English, killing time. Yeah, you killed it. Yeah, you're wasting time, wasting days. Avraham was ba bayom. The days, they were full. They were complete. His kinyan was not even what he accomplished in life, but the days themselves were full days. Kulon shavin l'toivo. Full life. Life. So it's a tremendous outlook of what life, the importance and the satisfaction of a day of life. Life. Rabbi Zalman Orbach used to say, we wish people arichas yamim v'shanim. I mean, if you live many years, you're living many days. What's yamim v'shanim? What's long days and long years? So Rabbi Zalman used to say, a person could live long years, but his days are empty. Very short days. How many people sit there, they could be 80 years old, but the whole day's empty. We wish a person arichas shanim, but not only the shanim, but the yomim. The day should be long, full, complete days. I want to tell you a nice story. My Rebbe Rav Pam, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, every time I bring up his memory, his fond memory, so to speak, it's a certain... I miss him. I miss the Rebbe Rav Pam. Once went to him, it was already during his time when he was sick, and I saw he was upbeat and happy. I said, Rebbe, I see you're in a good mood. So he tells me, of course I'm in a good mood. It's a beautiful day. I'd like to describe you what the day really looked like. It was dark, and it was nasty. And it was snowing and then raining and raining and then snowing. Yet Rav Pam said, it's a beautiful day. What world was he living in? He was living in the world of Avram and Sarah. He was living in a world of Sva Yomin, the day. I don't care what the day brings. The day that I'm alive. The day. It's a beautiful day. A beautiful day. The Nisyonis of the Avos in their days didn't hold them back from fulfilling the day. It didn't hold them back from having a complete day and a complete life. Unfortunately, us, when we have difficulties, we, for lack of a better term, forgive me, we can lay on a couch out of commission. The expression, out of commission. Hours and sometimes days, and they just go by empty. The Avos utilized. They utilized every moment of every day, regardless of all the difficulties and pain and strife and struggle that they went through. Let me tell you a beautiful Medrash Rabbo, you say. Medrash Rabbo Bereishis Nun Ches Gimel. Rabbi Akiva says a shir, and he sees the Talmidim are in Yiddish Zuckman. Eindremlin. They're dozing off. Let me look around. Let me see. No, the Eilim is everyone is pretty much up. I guess we're Baruch Hashem. Everyone is up. Everyone is fully paying attention. Anyway, so they were falling asleep. And he wants to wake them up. So he gives them a riddle. And the riddle is, why was Esther Zoicha to be Shailet, to rule over 127 Medinas, Achashverosh is Melucha? And the answer is because her grandmother, Sarah, was Sarah. Sarah means to rule over. She was Shailet. She ruled over 127 years of her life, our Parsha. Bayuchai Yisara, Kuf, Chav, Zayin, Shana, Mea, Shana, Vesem, the Sheva, Shanim. She ruled. She was Sarah. The word Sarah means to rule over. To be a king. To be a queen. She was a queen over 127 years. What does that mean? And this is what he woke them up with. This was supposed to be a riddle. What's the riddle? Why is this the riddle to wake them up? Interesting question. Many learn that the Shlita, that she ruled over herself. She had full control over herself, over her Evarim, and that's what it means, Sarah. Why is he telling it to the Talmidim? 127, don't waste time. Right? Make sure that complete. 127, Kulan, Shavin Letaiva, don't waste time by falling asleep during the Shir. Okay. I'd like to share with you another pshat. And maybe it is somewhat connected to the first pshat. Maybe it's a cousin to the first pshat, so to speak. It's a pshat for Rav Nissen Alpert, Zechat Tzadik Levracha. Zechrein Levracha, Rav Nissen, Rav Tair, Rav Nissen Alpert, said a merdik a pshat. On who did Sarah rule? So we said the first pshat is she ruled over herself. Says Rav Nissen Alpert, she ruled over her nisyonis. And she didn't let her nisyonis rule over her. Meiretik. Meiretik. She was shailit. She was Sarah. She was a queen. What was she a queen about? She ruled. What did she rule? Over the situation, and she did not let the situation rule over her. The difficulties didn't get the best of her. She got the best over the difficulties. She had it, it was in control. Meiretik. Kulan shavim l'tayva. To be able to take difficulty in the day and not let it drag you down, but rather to be fully active, productive through the day, through the nisyonis, through the struggles, through the difficulties. Queen. That's a king. That's a melech. Shalta. She ruled. She ruled. She ruled. How does one work on the Koma Ovid Rachmona Letav Ovid? You need to be positive and not negative. You need to be content and not constantly complaining negative. You're missing something. It's not good. It's very important. Positive, positive, positive outlook. Everything is good. I need what I need. No, I have what I need. I'd like to tell you a Mudika Taich. Call. Kol mad ovid rachmane litav ovid. What is kol? Kol mad ovid rachmane. Kol. So pash means everything, but there's a little secret to the word kol. You know, Vashem beirach es Avraham bakol. In this week's parasha, before he sends Eliezer, the pasuk says Hashem benched Avram bakol. Notice the word bakel with everything. Rashi says bakel according to one man de Omar, according to one opinion in Chazal, bas hoyeloi l'Avram ushma bakel. He had a daughter, and the daughter's name was bakel. I looked in the name of the book of names. You know, there's a book of old. Nobody was called bakel. I heard of Kayla. I never heard of Bakoil. Why would somebody call his daughter Bakoil? I have everything, so I call her everything. I make a good business deal, so I call her deal. I bought a house, I'll call her bias. Why would you call a daughter Bakoil? What is the meaning? And why the name Bakoil? I've always said the pshat based on something I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Pam once told me, we know that Leah calls Yehuda, Yehuda, praise Hapam Oides Hashem, because now I can praise Hashem. Chazal say that Leah was the first to praise Hashem. First. Really? Is that true? The Ovois, they never praised Hashem? Is it true that Leah was the first to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Said the Rebbe Zatzal, Rav Pam, the first to name a child, Hoidol Hashem, praise to Hashem. Of course the Avos praise, but to take a child and give him that name in order that whenever, there's the reason to do it, so whenever she calls him Yehuda, she's saying, I praise Hashem. And that was a chidush. Something new that Leah was the first to do that. So I wanted to say, could be that the Bakoil is the same concept on the Komadov Rachmon Letav of it. Which means he took a child, he had a boy, Yitzchak, and then he got a girl. He had everything he needed.
person thinks he needs a house and he needs to take trips and he needs a car and he needs...
No. A home with the children, Bakayil, you have everything you need. Avram saw the bracha. I have ben ubas. As Mekayim Puravu, I have a home. And therefore he named the daughter Bakayil Ichabatz. In English, his expression, she means everything to me. She meant everything to Avram. Because it was bracha me'es Hashem. He had everything he needed. Let's talk about the word Bakayil. There's a certain secret. Let's use the word a secret in the word Bakayil. It doesn't just mean everything. It means something the way we're explaining it. I have everything. I'm content. I have bracha meis Hashem. Let's go a little further in the word Bakayil. If you notice that in benching, we already speak about this magical word Bakayil, this special bracha called Bakayil. We bench the balabayis. Shakash Baruch Hu should bench him. Kimoishin is Baruch Hu Aviseinu. Like our forefathers, our ovois were benched. Bakayil, Mikayil, Kayil. Bakayil, Mikayil. What is the play on words? Bakayil, Mikayil, Kayil. And the station in Rishonim, Avram was Bakayil. Hashem berachas Avram Bakayil. Yitzchak was Vayoichal Mikayil. Coming week's parasha. He ate from his Kayil. And Yaakov said V'chiyeshli Kayil. So we bench and bless the Balabayis. She is Barech, K'moishin is Baruch Hu Aviseinu. With this Bakayil, Mikayil, Kayil. Esav is the opposite. He says Yeshli Rov. Rashi quotes the Chazal. While Yaakov says Yeshli Kayil. Rov means I have a lot, but I need more. Satisfaction, Bakayil, is Midas HaTzadikim, which is what we're speaking the whole time from the Ramban and the Rishonim. Histapkus. If the man is content, that is a tzaddik. So we say that that is the midah of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov now. Bakayil, Mikayil, Kayil. The Sfas Emes points out that we find this throughout the Chumash and Bereishis, this magical term, this magical bracha called Bakayil that the Avos had. By Avram it says, Vayitein le'maisim Mikayil, that he gives Avimelech, Maiser mi Kayil. Because what Avram has is Kayil. When he gives Eliezer over all his belongings so he could write a big check to Yitzchak to entice Rivka to come after Yitzchak. So kol tuv adayna biyaday. Kol tuv, says Fasemis again. We find the riches and the kinyanim of Avram are called, his rechush is called Kayil. I would like to add, the Sfas Emes didn't point this one out, but there's another one that we could add in the beginning of the Parsha, where it says that Eliezer is summoned by Avraham Avinu. Who is Eliezer? HaMoshel B'Kayil Asher Lo. He was a Moshel. Remember? Moshel, Kayil. Avraham's, his, his blessings were Kayil. HaMoshel B'Kayil Asher Lo. Let me read for you a Ramban that takes this Bakayil to a different level. What is this magical bracha Bakayil? It's Moyadik. You see a theme that it's by the Ovois, not just Avram, but Yitzhak and Yaakov, Bakayil, Mikayil, Kayil. We use it in benching as the bracha that we want to give the Balabais who just gave us to eat. So it's not just randomly Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Bakayil. No, it's K'moishin, is Baruch Hu Avu. that they were blessed. There was a bracha having. It's the greatest bracha to have bakol mikol koil. And this was the bracha shnis berchu aviseinu. And all over Chumash we find Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov's Yerusha, their kinyanim, their in Yiddish Zakman Farmegen is called Bakoil. Well, Esav is called Yeshli Rav. Let me share with you a Ramban on the words of the Pasik Vashem Berch Avram Bakoil Avalachirim Chichu Bezeh Bepirush Hakas Avazeh Inyan Amoik. They told us a very deep concept in this Hashem Beirach Es Avram Ba'akoyl V'dorshu B'zeh Soid Mi Soides HaToyro. A secret. A Soid Mi Soides HaToyro. You hear this Ba'akoyl? You hear this Ba'akoyl? It's not a small thing, this Ba'akoyl. It's not just, oh, I give you a blessing, you should have everything. Oh, no. It's not called everything. It's called Bakoil. What is Bakoil? This magical word, this secret. It's a secret. The Ramban calls this a soid. Misoidus hatoiro. The Ramban. The Omru, and they said, Bakoil tirmoiz al inyan gadol. It's a remez for something very big. Vehu, sheyesh laKadosh Baruch Hu midah tikra koil. The Rabbeinu Shalom has a midah, has an attribute called koil. Why? Mipnei shehu yisoid hakoil. Because this attribute, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, yisoid hakoil. Very deep Ramban Rabbeisai. You know, sometimes we could say pashit, but then you see a Ramban like this, it's deep. It's mystical almost. That there's something that the word koil personifies, which is yisoid hakoil, which the Eibishter is that yisoid hakoil. Ubo nemar, and then he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek mem dal chav dal anechi Hashem oiseh. Koil, I made koil. Koil, only the Eibishter can make it. V'yamid ha'shminis miyud gimul midas. It's the eighth mid in the yud gimul midas. Hashem, Hashem, keil, erech, hapayim. One of them, the eighth one, is this koil. Which one is it? I will later explain to you, I believe it's noitzer chesed la'lofim. Hashem creates chesed. He's able to generate tremendous chesed because of this midah koil. Says the Rabbanu midah cheres tikror bas. There's another midah which you need to add to. Sometimes you have an ingredient and you need to add another ingredient to be able to fully take out the power of the other midah to get the nutrients of that other midah. So what is the midah of koil? What do you add to it? You have to add bas. Netzelus mimenu ubahu manigis hakoil, and through it he's able to channel this koil. Bas is the channel to the koil. It's Ramban. Ramban on the pasuk Chumash right here in front of us in this week's parsha. Behi beis din shakosh baruchu anir mis b'milas Hashem b'chal makayim. Ramban continues with deep and yawning. Anyways, Ramban says this midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has koil, which is munhag, it's channeled through bas, was given to Avram. That's Pshat Vashem Beirach Es Avram Bakoil. Ki hu ish hachesed, because he was the man of chesed. V'yisnaig bezu, and he was the one who fully brought to fruition this midah. He was the one who lived this midah. V'lechein tikru gam hi koil. Kiloshin kishmi bekirboy, my name is in him. Which means Avram Avinu carried the Bakav Hashem Beirach Es Avram with the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Bakoil. How do we simplify this Ramban Pshat? That we could walk away with our simple understanding, our Katnus HaMoichim. How do we explain this deep Ramban? And I would tell you, I think the Pshat is there. Poshit can be explained in a simple way. Krail means to have everything you need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything. He's not missing anything. He's Shalem. And because he's Shalem, he's able to give. When someone feels he's missing, he's lacking, he can't give. They talk about this by love, for example. If you don't love yourself, you can't love others. When you're lacking something, the point is it's shefa. When you have a shefa of something, you're able to give to somebody else. The Rabbeinu Shalom is koil, so therefore he's able, bak koil, to give over further. Noitza chesed la lofim. There's no end to the chesed. And Avraham Avinu was meirach bak koil. He had everything. Did he have everything? Probably not. But he had everything because he had the midah of everything. And therefore he was able to give away everything because he didn't need anything. See the difference? When someone is needy, he thinks, how could I give you if I need it? To be able to say, I have what I need, and therefore it's extra, I can give it to you, is the midah of chesed. We started this shiur, how does one work on the midah of chesed to be a giver? Most of the people are takers because they're needy. They're not content. And therefore they constantly are looking to have and get because they feel they don't have full yet. They didn't fill up their cup yet. So how could I give you if I don't have a full? Hashem Beirach, Avram Kulon Shavu, Gamzu L'Toyv, Kol Madov, Rachmon L'Tavov, and I'm happy. I'm content. And when I'm content, I could give. I could be a giver. You know, when we bench, that's something interesting. I've always thought about it. A person could eat meat and fish, the most expensive. He could eat literally the greatest meals, most expensive. At the end of the day, it's just a shahakel and a bayir nefashos at the end. Yet, if you eat a kezayis of bread, you have to bench. Be a dry piece of bread which you got in the store for a nickel and you bench. Why? Saveya. Because bread makes you content. Birchas Hamazon. And that's why in Birchas Hamazon we say, you gave me bread. Balabayis, you supplied me with bread. You fed me. So you have this koil that you gave me, Sviya. I give you back the bracha. I give you back the bracha. K'moishin is bracha v'seinu bakoil mikoil koil sphia. Content. Histapkus. I feel complete. Meredik. I could sit and eat steak after steak. It's a bayir nefashos. And this steak and rib steak and that. He could eat the entire smorgasbord of a face of meats. Today there's something, if I'm not mistaken, it's called a meat island or a meat something. I don't know where the chvesa. You don't even know. The Olam Haba Hashem, you don't know. Where they give you all the 1,000 different types of meats. Aleph from the sharabar to chvezvas, to the duck. Okay? At the end of the day, all that is a shahakal and a bayir nefashos. The tzaddik sits there with a piece of bread. Kezayis is our mechuyev invention. To be moided takash baruch hu tsholish brachas. Half full of a fella. Smiya. The biggest bracha, and the biggest chidah to the Eibishter in return is when you're saveya. Sfardim have a nusach. I'd like to quote you the nusach of the Sfardi benching. Sfardim's nusach of benching is, Shiyavarech balabayis b'shmoy hagodoyl. Hashem's great name. K'moishin is baruch aviseinu b'chol bakol mikol kol. What is shmoy hagodoyl? In the context of Bako Mikol Koil, maybe it has to do with this Ramban. It's the Rabbeinu Shloilam's name is Koil. He's Oysa Koil because he's Yisoid HaKoil. That's the Shmoy HaGadol, Hashem's great name, His greatness. Let us find a Rashi. Rav Scheinberg always used to tell me this Rashi. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu begs the Rabbeinu Shloilam to go into Eretz Yisrael. And what does he plead? You began, you started to show your greatness please let me go into Eretz Yisrael and see more. Rashi says, what is Hashem's greatness? So if I had to say Hashem created a great world, that's what Hashem's greatness is. Says Rashi, Zu midas tuvcha. This is Hashem's kindness, His giving. Hashem's a giver. Tuvcha, that's Hashem's gadlus. Why? To give means that you have everything. A small person, the smaller the person, the less he gives, the bigger the person, the more ashirus, so to speak, the more he's able to give. This is Hashem's greatness. Koil, that he has everything and therefore he is what? Meitiv lakoil. Meitiv lakoil. I'd like to share with you a story. It's a very deep story, and there's actually two limudim, two parts to the story, and each one for itself is a tremendous hashkafic lesson, and it speaks directly to what we spoke here today about content and to share with others. When one is content with his days, he shares with others. My Bobby Tzivya Walken, Aleha Shalom, Zichrona Livracha, I learned a lot of hashkafa from her. She grew up at the feet of the Chafetz Chaim. She was a Radina girl. Zayda Ramesh Lentinsky was the Radina Rosh Hashiva who lived next door to the Chafetz Chaim. So many a day and many a Shabbos, the Baba was around the Chafetz Chaim. And a lot of hashkafa from that home of the Chafetz Chaim, a lot of it was directly from the mouth of the Chafetz Chaim. A lot of it was the atmosphere of Radin. It was the ruach of Radin which she conveyed in everything she said and did. Had a lot of conversations with her. I was very close to her. Once asked her, Bubby, do you think about death? Are you afraid to die? Parshas Chayisara. Life, what is life? I asked her this question. Trachsweg and Starben, do you think about dying? Are you afraid of dying? And she told me, nay, no. I don't think about it, I'm not afraid of it. So I asked her why. And she said to me, weil ich will leben. Memele Trachsweg and Starben, ich will leben. The moment, life. Life, positive. Life itself is the greatest gift. Why would I think about dying? Life is precious. She was an older woman. She was in her high 80s at the time. Why should I think about dying? Which is a tremendous lesson of Svayomim. But let's hear her second reply. She left where we were talking. I was sitting at the table in the kitchen. She left and she went to where they make the food, the gas ranch, and she started cooking. I think it was an egg. And she was quiet, and I realized she was thinking about the question. Like I gave her food for thought, literally in the kitchen, okay? And then she turns to me, I'd say about 2-3 minutes later. Agale, mi muzdach starben. A person must pass away. Darf doch machen Platz für andere soll kennen leben. The world is meant, you got to make place for others to live. You had your time, you had your days. Great, now give others. If everyone's going to live forever, there's not going to be enough room in the world, right? Give everyone a chance. I learned a tremendous yesoid. When one is very content with their days, they're happy with the life they had, they were svavei biyomim, you're able to share with others. Those that lived a life where they were never content, so they're always, oh, I need more time and I need more life because I need to accomplish and to, yiderzak fazamlin, I have to achieve more and get more and obtain more. When one is content, he's able to share. This Rabbi Isai, I believe, is the lesson of the parsha of Chayei Sarah. How did Sarah and Avram create a home of full giving? And the answer is because they were happy. They were content. People who are happy, people who live kol mad ovid, rachmona, whatever I have is good, are able to give everything away. To be openly, to be a noisein, kemoi, like the Eibishter, who's noitzah chesed la'alafim. Baruch Hashem is a giver. God lecha, Hashem's greatness, when you're great, midas tovcha, you're a giver. You're kind, you're giving. Positive, happy, content means chesed, giving, sharing. Misery is misery. I just made that one up. That's very good. Misery is misery. Happy is giving. This is the lesson of the parsha of Chayei Sarah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.